Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and good evening, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 351 shows and counting this evening. This is just so wonderful. I want to welcome all you new listeners aboard. I hope you enjoy the show, and if you ever want to go back to any of these shows, they're all recorded live every Thursday and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So you can go back and listen to any of these 351 shows at your own convenience. You know, listen and share 365 days a year, 24/7. And that's the great thing. And my name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear. Coming to you live every Thursday and standing up on this and speaking out on this radio platform for all the animal friends in need and distress. And we want to see them have better lives and futures out there, everyone. So we have to do that for them. So once we all come together and stay proactive and optimistic, we will see the changes coming faster. We work harder together, because it takes teamwork to see any of those victories that happen. Then we could do the victory dance and keep moving on to the next one and make sure all these issues get in the spotlight and fixed, because these animals so well deserve. They all, you know, deserve to be treated with dignity and respect and free from anxiety, fear, traumatized, neglect, abuse, cruelty. You know, they don't need to be treated badly and unfairly. They need to have, you know, comfortable lives, living in freedom and happy. And you know, that's what all these animals, that's what we're out here on this radio platform trying to get them to have, okay? So please do your part. You know, take that action. Call your state representatives and senators or email them. And that number I have it stored is area code 202-224-3121. And you just give them your zip code, and then they'll, you know, ask to speak to your state representative or senator. If they're not there, please leave a message or, you know, write them an email or a letter or meet them with person. You know, get your voice out there, because all of our voices really do matter. And getting, you know, laws created or laws updated, whatever we need to do. But please do your part. Every effort counts out there. You know, just think about the animals and how, you know, they are, you know, voiceless and helpless, defenseless, innocent. They cannot call this radio platform and tell them that how they feel or if they're in, you know, trouble or in pain or suffering. So please, you know, take that meaningful time and do your part, everyone. Just go over a couple things here. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. If you go to www.ppjg.me, and you'll see the radio promo, and you can just press listen live here and every Thursday if you'd like, and it'll lead you right to Blog Talk Radio. If there's any other shows that are archived that you want to listen to, just in the side column, right side, just search Voices Carry for Animals or Animal Advocates Radio, and they'll all pop up, and just press which one you want to listen to, wait a minute to download, and it will play. And the same on, you know, you can follow my podcast on from the PPJ Gazette, also on the right-hand column, and every time there is an upcoming broadcast, it will alert you in your primary email, and also on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. And all the links will pop up, and you can press follow right under the Animal Advocates Radio. And that also, when there is upcoming broadcasts, will alert you in your primary email. And it does work because I have them, I'm following my own show. So it does work, and it's awesome. But I wanted to give a shout-out to, big shout-out to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network, for all what she does and helping me. She was the roots of the Voices Carry for Animals when she assigned me her host. And for 163 shows, she's a great team player, great voice out there, and she still has some hot topic shows going on, and you can find them. They're also on the PPJ Gazette online. And she has a great host also, and she is, I thank her for that's where I am today and creating all these shows for all the animals in need and distress. So please give her your support. If you come across her, say thank you, Marty Oakley, for starting up Voices Care for Animals, because that's where it began, and then I went from there. I just want to give a big shout out. Also a shout out to Gary Bowden. He is on Animal Advocate Alliance, and they're putting my show on. They have my show on their website, and if you want to go check it out, you can listen to it live on there too. It's when you go to animaladvocatealliance.org, and then you go up to the top link, AAA Radio, click that, and then there's going to be a link to live or on demand, and mine's on demand on the right side, and it'll say, you know, you can play them back anytime, or you want to listen to it live from there also. Big shout out to him because they're getting the show started up. And if you want to be a guest on their show, because we are working together, I am a family member team on the Animal Advocate Alliance for a while now, email studio at AAA Radio Online. Okay, so that's what you could do and get your voice out there. Or if you want to go, I can get you connected with them also, because I want to, because he's already had Gentle Giants on his show. They did an awesome job on there. They're coming back, and also there's going to be Lou for Lucy the Elephants coming on. So you want to check that out and check out the website. They are on Facebook and also Twitter. So everyone, just you know, check them out and give us all your support, because we are strength in numbers, right, Ray Bittner, a.k.a. Mama Cat. But I want to bring my first guest on, Jackie Olive, and she is one of the organizers for the Nationwide Wild Horse Freedom Rallies, and it's going to be going on April the 23rd, and that's on a Saturday. So it's a week from this Saturday coming up at your state buildings. Okay, so 1 p.m. PDT time, 2 p.m. MDT, 3 p.m. CDT, and 4 o'clock p.m. EDT. So I'm going to introduce her, bring her on, and I hope all there is a massive turnout. And a big shout-out to the Cloud Foundation, who has posted on their Facebook page. And there is tons more that I could bring up because this thing has been really gone viral. And a big thank you to all you animal advocates, horse warriors out there. You know, we got to get these horses, wild horse and burros, Mustangs back into, you know, their freedom and feeling safe and not being traumatized and terrified. But I'm going to bring Jackie on. Jackie Olive, how are you this evening? You're live and on the air. Welcome back to Animal Advocates Radio. This is
Hi,
wonderful.
Debbie. How are you?
Yes, hello. Hey, I am doing all right. I'm all psyched up about this rally that's coming up. And I've been sharing all over the place. So, and I will keep sharing all over the place because it takes teamwork, staying proactive and working hard together and to get that victory, right? This is wonderful, Jackie.
Can we also bring Terry on? Because we are a team effort.
All right.
Terry,
I love that.
Are you there?
And Terry.
Am I on?
Yes, you are, Terry. Welcome aboard. And she's another
Thank you so much, Debbie, for helping us with these rallies and your promotions and this show. I just can't thank you enough.
Hey, it's all my pleasure. You know, I'm doing everything that I can do to help out and get it out there. That's the main thing. You know, the more exposure, the better, the more people we bring in for these rallies. Because only a handful, they're going to look at it and go, oh, you know, this is like we're spinning on our wheels. But if it's massive and there's a lot of tension going on, it will be brought up, you know, and more focused on. So that's what we got
to aim
for.
We did our first round of press releases today nationwide. And we're looking for big turnouts in every state on April 23rd. The biggest problem with the wild horses out west is they are not being protected by the 1971 Wild Horse and Burro Act anymore, and their federally set aside areas that are called horse management areas, the Bureau of Land Management is allowing commercial livestock to graze in their areas and then blaming the wild horses for range destruction and for not having enough to eat. And the Bureau of Land Management uses their emergency roundup to go in and just say horses are starving, we got to round them up. So they cruelly round them up with helicopters, injuring and killing about 11% from every roundup. They don't count 11% because they only count what dies during the roundup, but a lot of them die in transit away from the trap pens or very shortly after they get into overcrowded pens where they can't even move around, which is where the Bureau of Land Management stores them. So we've got privately owned commercial cattle and sheep being allowed to graze on our public lands that have been federally set aside for wild horses. There's 250 million acres of public lands. Wild horses are only on 11% of that land to begin with, and the cattle and the sheep are destroying the land. Privately owned, for-profit cattle and sheep are being allowed to graze in our public land wildlife areas, and this is the main thing about our rally. We want this to stop. That's the first thing we want. We want private cattle and sheep out of the horse management areas. So a scientific study by independent ecologists can be done and determine how many horses each horse management area can accommodate, and then making the management level that number. So if the number's 20 horses now and they've got all these cattle and sheep out there, Well, you could probably have 150 horses, and I'm just pulling these numbers out of the air. I'm not a scientist. If you didn't have a million cattle and sheep on public land. And at one time, I can understand that this worked, but it doesn't work anymore. It's ruining public lands, not just for wild horses, for sage grouse, for mule deer. Ranchers have killed many of the predators, wolves, cougars, bobcats, and it's just gotten really too bad, not to mention that Midwest and East Coast farmers have to buy and maintain their land. So it costs them roughly $25 a month per cow to feed it. And then you've got people just brutalizing our public lands, the ranchers, at more like about $5 a day. And that's why we've started to call them welfare ranchers. And it's not fair to the Midwest and East Coast ranchers. And it's certainly not fair to the earth, the wildlife. It's all tied together. You know that, Debbie. And taking wild horses is horrible because the ranchers want their cattle to eat the horse grass or their sheep. Then the ranchers own the Roundup helicopter companies. Then ranchers own the holding facilities for the wild horses. So they're just taking it everywhere. They're getting paid all 360 degrees for their cattle that they barely have to pay to keep. They don't have to maintain land or barns or anything like that. And it's time that the general public knew this. And that's why Jackie and I started the idea of doing simultaneous nationwide rallies. And, you know, we have so much support behind us. That it has really gotten huge, and we really are hoping for some good media coverage to get this information out to the general public.
Yes,
so
and
that's
we also
why
want,
we're here.
We also want to call out the media that they need to dig deeper when they actually come out to cover these stories, because it's like they just always take the Bureau of Land Management's word for it, and they never really look deeper into if what they're saying
it's gaslighting.
Yes, because Bureau of Land Management made up this number, appropriate management level for the wild horses and burros, but it's not based on science. So it's really a meaningless number that they just set, and now they can easily say wild horses are overpopulated and burros are overpopulated because they're going over this number that we made up, and now we have to get rid of them. So they can easily just say, oh, look, they're over the appropriate management level, and then the news just says, oh, okay, well, you know, these advocates are just sensitive and emotional, and you know, it's just not fair, and it just the truth needs to be shown on the news from both sides and not just be one way. So we really want to
try right.
for that.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, there's two sides to every story, so they just can't go with one, you know, sided. They have to investigate and look into it. Well, you know, why are all these Mustangs, wild horse and burros, getting killed and going out for horse slaughter and everything? It's not right. They don't, the wild horse and burros, they don't stand a chance without us, you know, standing up for them, speaking out for them, fighting for them.
Yeah,
and
no,
it's been going
the
on
the
for
rancher,
so long. Oh,
the cattleman's lobby is rich. And the other thing happening to all the public lands, everybody in America owns these lands. And the other thing they're doing is they are just giving permits to any kind of extraction industry. They'll frack it. They'll drill for different minerals out there. And then they're not even required to clean up their mess. So they leave a toxic pool that just keeps getting worse and killing everything around it. So they, even when the government gives them a permit to go drill on public land, they do not have to clean up. They can basically rape whatever they want out of the land and then leave. And it's wrong, and the general public needs to know.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They know the truth of what goes on behind the scenes. You know, that it's not right to just keep it hidden, because we all need to know what's going on. You know,
well, it's easy to keep it hidden if you have enough money and a lobby behind you that keeps dishing out the money. But, you know, the people, we don't have the big lobby, but that's why we're growing over time. But I'm just worried that, you know, all what we're trying to do is unite all the horse groups. No matter what solution you believe in, we don't care. For these rallies, we just want everybody to come out and show support for the things we do agree on, which is that our wild horses and burros are definitely not being treated right and fairly, and that we need more, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm zoning out, Terry. More transparency.
We need oversight. There's no oversight at the Bureau of Land Management. It's a good old boys club. You know, you got the director of the Bureau of Land Management's brother owns cattle ranches, and his cousin is in the oil industry. This stuff is rooted deep. I mean, it blew me away the more I dug into it.
And it goes back to, like,
deep
the
corruption.
It goes back to, freaking the 1800s. Like, it's so, like, really far back, like 1930 or something, right? Like all the connections.
Well, ever since they started staking land out there, you know, ever since America was just a dream. And maybe back then it worked. It doesn't work anymore. The planet's dying.
It's dead. I'm just worried that, you know, this is not going to get resolved before our horses are decimated. And we need everybody to come out. Not saying that this rally on the 23rd is going to end everything, but we need to make a big statement, get the media coverage, let them know that we are united across the entire United States, that there are people who don't live out west, but we support our horses, and we want our horses on the land before privately owned cattle and sheep. Before you think about removing the public's wild horses and burros, remove some of those cattle and sheep first. Take away some grazing permits. The land can't keep handling the amount of cattle and sheep. This can't go on forever. They're depleting it. Wildfires are out of control out west. And what do you think it's because? It's just happens to, you know, come out of nowhere? No, it's because we're freaking Mother Nature's mad. We're ruining this land, and it has to stop.
Yeah, I mean,
these animals all have a purpose. They're part of an ecosystem that we don't allow nobody's listening. We don't allow it to function on its own because man is always intervening. And it's like, just let it, you know, leave the horses. They have an ecological purpose on the land. Cattle and sheep are not native animals. When they always throw out that word native, wild horses aren't native. It's been proven that equines are native to that land. Cattle and sheep
are
not.
Yes, they are. Not only are they native, as Jackie knows, they're a keystone species, okay? They help the land because they won't graze in one area. They travel 20 or 30 miles a day, and they don't digest as much as cattle and sheep. So they're spreading seeds, and they're reseeding. These cattle and sheep farmers that don't own the land, that just exploit the public land, they don't take care of it. They don't reseed it like the eastern and midwestern farmers have to take care of their land. They are just exploiting it to the detriment of wildlife.
Yes, and they also spin that and when they're talking to the public and the media, they say that exact thing that you just said, Terry, that the horses are depleting. They that you were just saying about the cattle depleting the land.
Right, right. They turn it around and Yep, they say it's the horse. They never, the Bureau of Land Management never mentions the cattle and sheep that are out there by the millions. And you've got a piddling, you know, 80,000 wild horses out there on 250 million public acres.
And then it's funny that, you know, these rallies are coming up, and then there's the Wild Horse, Save Our Wild Horses Conference in D.C. on the 26th through the 29th, and then a D.C. rally on the 30th. So we have ours on the 23rd nationwide, and that kicks off a whole week of wild horses.
Right, in D.C. So, and Time Magazine. Time Magazine just did a big spread about wild horses. We couldn't have planned that better. That
awesome. It's very funny that the Bureau of Land Management just came out with its new numbers of how many wild horses and burros are still on the range, and it had to make a point to say that they're still overpopulated. And it's just the timing. It just came out yesterday.
It's a gaslighting lie. It's a lie.
Yeah. It's a lie that has been told so many times that even our government believes them. And that's the problem. They just take their word for it. They're like, all right, we have a bureau that runs that and looks into this stuff. So they just trust what they say. They don't look into it. You know, they don't say, hey, did an ecologist make up this number? No.
Right. There is no investigative journalism. If the BLM tells them something, they just go, okay, you're right, and all these advocates are just out in left field and don't know everything that's going on, which is absolutely false, because we research and follow up. We know what's actually going on. We just don't have the money the cattlemen's lobby and the oil lobbies have.
Yeah, and when we don't know the answers, we seek out the people who do know the answers, real people with credentials that have a right to make their statements, not some rancher making up an appropriate management level for horses with their cattle in the best interest. It's horrible. It's like they prioritize cattle over our wildlife. Does that make sense? It doesn't. It's horrific.
No, it doesn't make sense. And then they're all like, oh, well, we feed the world.
No, they don't.
Well, you're not feeding the world, you know. I could go down another road and start talking about cultured meat, but I'm not going to talk about that. But it can't come fast enough for me.
Me neither. Exactly. If you could grow meat without animal suffering, why do we continue? But you're right. We can't go down that road now.
Right. What we need is warm bodies to show up in their capital city with a sign in support of the wild horses.
Exactly.
They're supposedly federally protected, but their habitats are being overrun with for-profit livestock.
Yes. And if anybody listening is not familiar with the details of what is happening to the wild horses and burros, you could go on websites like Wild Horse Education or the Cloud Foundation. They're two very, very informative websites that could give you details of where we're at right now.
And to find out more about the rally, you can go to www.wildhorsefreedomrally.com and get all the information you need to join one of the rallies.
Yes, there'll be the locations and the times for every state on wildhorsefreedomrally.com. We also have a Facebook page.
Yes, and you have an event going on Facebook, too, if anybody wants to join in. Just go to facebook.com events and then Nationwide Wild Horse Freedom Rallies, and also on the Facebook page, and share it, you know, get the word out there, because the more of us come together, hey, the stronger we become and our voices get louder. The louder you bark, the more you're heard, everyone. So Let's see these, you know, I'm so sick and tired of all this corruption going on, you know, big buyouts, and when they have a lot of money, they can do anything they want to, buy their way in,
yep.
You know, and it's sickening.
Yep.
It's we need to get rid of corruption, not sit there and accept it and not do anything about it. It's wrong for what's going on, you know,
well,
and I'm so glad
to... If you turn your head and allow it to happen, you're just as bad as the person doing it.
You're still part of the problem, and you're not part of the solution. You know, let's get rid of the corruption. And, you know, even in the, you know, we have good and bad people in every, you know, race, religion, profession, and political races, okay?
Yep.
None of them excluded. Get out the bad ones and bring in the good. That's all it takes. And the ones that
yep.
are not animal friendly, you know, and they could care less, hey, with these animals, we're all on this earth temporarily. We've got to make the best of it. And they have feelings, too. I mean, they suffer like we do. They see, they smell, they eat, hear, walk, sleep, everything. And they cannot,
agreed.
You know, do, and we have to stand up for them. You know, do what's right. Animal rights should be granted, not violated. And us animal advocates shouldn't be kicked to the curb just because there's not enough of us. You know, this fight's been going on for a long time, and it needs
to
stop.
I think there are more of us than we know, but people are just so busy with their day-to-day life that they don't, in their minds, they're like, I can't even think about this. You know how many people I've
yes,
talked
agreed.
To and they just said,
yep.
They don't want to they can't hear it because it makes them upset, and they have too much other stuff going on in their life to dedicate their brain space to that. And
yeah,
you know,
well,
they should have
all seen that helicopter chasing those foals and that foal
exactly.
that broke its leg, and they kept on chasing it. This
exactly.
is animal cruelty. It is a crime.
Yeah,
it should have been
it's
punished
statistic.
By the law.
Exactly.
That's right.
And
torture.
Debbie, can I
Whoa.
Add in too that if anybody wants to be connected with others from their state that are going to these rallies, they can contact us on our Facebook page, send us a message and tell us what state, and we can put them into chat rooms for their state so they can coordinate with others going to their rally.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Any kind of information you want to give up over here, feel free to, okay? And what's great about this, ladies, is next week Scott Becksfield's on from, you know, the Center for a Humane Economy
yes.
and also the Director of Campaigns at Animal Wellness Action. And we'll be discussing that big conference coming up, you know, what is it, the 26th through the 30th? So if you
yes,
both
right.
want to call in, feel free to. Because I seen where Scott was sharing this protest for all of you. So that's what I call teamwork. That was awesome.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know,
we've
so.
Got Scott.
Where
Scott
the kickoff?
Fed and,
sorry.
Yeah, Scott
yes,
Bedstead and Craig Downer and Severio Sensei. I'm not sure if I said your name right. There's many advocates
Cloud.
That have joined us.
Yes,
yes,
and you
I
got
believe
it
the
on
Cloud
Saturday,
Foundation.
Too.
The Cloud Foundation,
yeah.
I think, will be speaking at the Virginia rally. Craig
yes.
Downer will be speaking at the Nevada rally, which is
this is great.
Kicking butt.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And
I'm
and
so
the,
glad to hear
the
that.
Members,
that's wonderful.
The members
and
in
Denver.
Rhode Island are strutting their stuff. They're saying the smallest state's going to have the biggest rally.
Oh yeah, and there's going to be one in Washington D.C. also, right? That's
on the
30th. That one's on
there.
The 30th.
That
one's
on
the
30th. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And I'll be spread. I'll be getting that info out too.
That
you know,
one
so.
Is to end the Wild Horse Week
oh, yeah.
advocacy week. I can never say that word.
Yeah, when I had Scott on before, he had mentioned what he, you know, what they was doing, and I said, well, guess what? Here comes a nationwide protest on every state capitol, and I'm going to have the organizers on, so this is perfect. 1 week at, right after the back to back. Isn't that great?
Yep. Right.
It's like perfect timing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Scott deserves his own time on his show because he has so much information that is so valuable to advocates and general public.
Okay.
Everybody,
if you want to, you know, because I'm going to take callers, so, you know, you could call in because I know he's got a lot of good information. I've had Animal Wellness Action on the show several times, many times. You know, Marty Irby, executive director, big shout out to him, Wayne Pacelli, you know, the president, Jennifer Skiff. I mean, they're just a great team within them, within all of the hard work they do also. And all these former guests that come on, you know, I can't say one hasn't been. There's not been a bad show yet, and I'm not bragging.
Nobody comes on your show that doesn't have the best interest for the animal.
Right,
so that's
exactly.
What it's all about.
That's right, and it's all meaningful. You know, it's heartfelt.
Yes,
and we're doing positive actions. You know, we're taking care of business. We're not just looking the other way, ignoring it, you know, saying, oh, this is not important, when it is. When there's massive problems out there, we got to do something about it. Because if we don't, it's only going to get worse, right?
You know what, Terry and I say that we can sacrifice a few hours of our Saturday on April 23rd for a few hours. Compared to the years of torture that these wild horses in Burr have been enduring. And so everybody, I'm not trying to guilt people. I'm just saying, think about it. 2 hours of your time. Come out, show your support, and go to lunch with your friends. Make it a day. You know, it could be a nice day. Go with your friends, bring a sign, then go to lunch and show support for your wildlife.
That's right. Do what's right out there, you know, not what's – you got to stand strong like King Kong and take them down left and right, the animal abusers.
Yes.
Right? I just came up with that
one. That's
right. Night.
Oh,
I got to do a
and
post
Gabby?
Or something like that. Yeah.
Gabby, yeah. You touched on, you know, the wildfires out west, too. Well – wild horses have been proven by science to actually prevent wildfires because many forest fires actually start in the adjacent plains. And horses will also go into the forest like when the plains dry out, and they'll eat all the underbrush. They'll keep it down. They will make a forest fire, if it does start, have less fuel and give it a harder time to start. And there is actually another wild horse operation called Wild Horse Fire Brigade that has actually got some horses up in Washington State that they're working with the government on, to round them up, try to move them into fire-prone areas. So that's just another thing. Wild horses are good for the world.
Yes, and we believe that this, you know, to save our wild horses there's no one perfect solution. It's got to be a combination of different organizations working together. And that's our biggest problem, is that everybody needs to work together and not need to be number one.
Right.
Correct.
Work together.
It's
not
about the horses.
That's right.
Yeah,
our rally.
Tagline is for the horses by the people. This is not any organization. It's not any line of thought other than stop the roundups and let's look at this thing with professionals and ecologists.
Yep.
It's animal cruelty. It is animal cruelty from the time they start rounding them up till the time they die. And the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, would also have you believe these horses get adopted into loving homes, which is another one of their gaslighting lies. A very small percentage get adopted, and of that small percentage, only a small percentage of those get good homes. Many wild horses end up in the slaughter pipeline, where they're tortured even more, and you know, there are agencies all over the country pulling these Mustangs, because they have a brand, out of these kill pens. And the Bureau of Land Management, the government doesn't care. That, you know, they don't have it anymore. The cost to the taxpayer of all this is astronomical. Hundreds of millions a year to round up and incarcerate wild horses. Leave
and
them in their federally protected areas, and it costs the taxpayer zero.
And on top of it, they also put out, like, they in these holding facilities, like these horses are on, like, you know, they're in a retirement home or something, and they have this beautiful atmosphere. No, they're standing in their own feces up to their knees. Many organizations have reported on this, and it's disgusting. They have you believe they're out in a pasture, but what they consider a pasture is a lot different than what the average, you know, general public would think of.
No, it's a feedlot. It's not a pasture. It's a feedlot where their cows should be, and the horses should be wild, and that it's just so backwards and messed up.
It is.
It's sickening. It's totally sickening, ladies, and I when I see I've seen those videos, and my blood is boiling. They've been chased by them helicopters, and I can't stand this. You know, why is this allowed? This is animal cruelty front lines in the first degree, and they're traumatized. They're scared. I mean, they're high anxiety. They shouldn't have to live like that. It's totally uncalled for and totally unacceptable. So everyone that's listening, please go on these freedom rallies. If you can't make it, call your state senators and representatives and tell them on this H.R. 6635, Wild Horse and Burro Protection Act of 2022, which just came out in February. It's to amend the act commonly known as the Wild Free Roaming Horses and Burros Act to prohibit certain uses of aircraft with respect to the management of wild free roaming horses and burros and for other purposes. Tell them to please co-sponsor that. I believe they have 5 co-sponsors now, and they could get a lot more, and we could raise the heat on this, put the pressure on. Because it needs to happen. We need some action here. We can't keep going and watching this corruption going on right in front of our eyes and sit idle and support it. It cannot happen while more wild horse and burros, wild Mustangs are suffering. It is a no-no. And if anybody wants to call in, we got a packed house tonight, ladies. This is wonderful. If you're in the queue, press 1. I'll let you come on air. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, radios, TVs, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board if you have any comments or questions for Jackie Olive or Terry Westhall, because we want these airways to be rocking, standing together, host to host, coast to coast, speaking up together for all these animals in need, okay? You got to stand strong like King Kong and knock them down left and right.
Yep.
That's it. Right. So nobody stole that now, okay? Because
I already stole it.
You can do it. Put it
on our tagline.
Good. Do it. I will share it, okay? That's wonderful, though. But if anybody wants to call in, you're more than welcome. And because we're going to be rocking in this protest nationwide, and I hope it's a massive amount of peaceful one and everything. And, you know, bring your signs out. You know, if you can't be here, like I said, call your state representatives and senators. Because you can leave voicemails even on the weekend. So, you know, do whatever it takes to do something on H.R. 6635. There's one right there. You know, help tell them, you know, call them up, email them, Tell them please support this HR 6635, because it's so important. Or do something for the Wild Horse and Burros protection and to get them away from these helicopters, because that is so cruel, you know.
And
so,
the SAFE Act too.
We actually have video of the helicopters running their landing gear into wild horses and knocking them down and knocking burros down, because they're just these guys, they're helicopter cowboys. That, you know, and that's cruel. How do you fly a helicopter into a living being and knock it down? What kind of person does that?
Okay, I have the answer
understand.
Right here. The kind of person who does that is somebody who raises animals for meat. I'm not, you know, I'm saying if you can raise an animal and then kill it, why couldn't you knock one down?
Right.
I'm not saying, you know what I mean. It's a sticky subject, I know, because people like their meat. I get it, but. You know, I just
but
feel
we
like
are so close, so close. There's already a cultured meat plant in California. So we are so close to cultured meat. I mean, if I was a rancher, I'd get to
on that.
Borrow a term from the new generation. I'd get woke. I'd be the first rancher to sell my ranch because it might not be in my lifetime, but when cultured meat takes hold, these ranches are going to be worthless.
Yes.
And cultured meat is going to answer the world hunger problem.
Exactly. And, you know, the climate problem, it'll help. Not that, you know, it's going to be the number one.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Cause, but it will definitely help with wildfires, freaking deterioration of the land. Well, that
climate
it'll save
change.
Our wildlife.
Raising livestock for slaughter for human consumption is the third largest contributor to global warming, okay? The third largest contributor. So it's right up there. And they've gotten away with this too long. They have to stop murdering wildlife, and especially the wild horses, because they're scapegoating the horses above everything else. And they never say, oh, I've got a million cows out here, but these 80,000 horses are eating all their grass. No, you're letting these cows into federally protected wild horse areas. This is the problem. First of all, stop roundups. Get the private livestock out of the horse management areas. They can be on the other 220 million acres for now, while we have ecologists and scientists decide how many horses these horse management areas, again, supposedly federally protected, can sustain. Why would anybody not want the scientific answer? Because the scientific answer is going to be, you know, probably 500,000 wild horses could be sustained on 250 million acres.
They don't want the answer. They have financial interest in their pockets. Like they don't tell you, like you said before, that their family members, they grew up as ranchers, so they support. And these aren't ranchers like your mom and pop ranchers, you know, like out east here where I'm from. You know, they have farmland. They raise these cattle. They're pushing them every day. They're moving them to different areas. They're working hard. These ranchers are just like, you know, they go out there with their freaking polo shirts and a cowboy hat, and they drop their cattle off and then drive away for a month. You know, they're not working their herds. They just drop them off and leave so that they could destroy
them. Well, they don't
meat.
Have to worry about They don't have to worry about them because they've already killed all the wolves and the cougars and the bobcats.
Exactly.
So there's nothing that's going to hurt their cows. They can calf out there and everything else. And they have really, they've destroyed the ecosystem of the West. It's they have absolutely
and it's
trashed
greed.
It. Yep,
greed.
It's all for
all
money.
Yep.
But here's the problem. When once you've killed the earth, your money's not going to matter anymore, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, it's so true.
That greed disease is traveling all through the world. It's so fast, infested greed disease. You know, look at this inflation going on and everything. It's terrible.
Yep.
It's greed bullies at large, and we cannot just sit back and all this corruption going on, close our eyes, all the lies, all the cover-ups. This one knows this one. This one's related to this one. No, we can't accept that. We got to do what's right for these wild horses and burros. This corruption has to end because how can we just keep going on like this? Right, ladies?
We can't. We can't.
No, you can't. How do you sleep at night knowing what's happening? It's really, it's a stressful thing to do. Me and Jackie into this. It's gotten bigger than the both of us, but it hasn't been easy. I mean, we've been attacked by ranchers. I mean, not physically attacked, but verbally attacked online. And, you know, we just keep on going. It's hard, but it's worth it, and the wild horses are worth it.
Yes.
That's right. They are. They're so awesome. I mean, why can't they just live in their freedom and they leave them alone? Why can't – there's so much – with these animals out there, they're an easy target, I noticed from doing these shows. And, you know, with a lot of big money buyouts, hush mouth money, let's knock this aside, greed – you know, profit before animals or profit before people, you know, it has to stop. We got to bring the negative into the positive. It can be done. We just need to, you know, have a crackdown. And it sounds like in the BLM, they need a clean house in there because they don't have it. It doesn't sound like they have any animal-friendly people in there. And that's the sad part, you know. That's they don't care, right?
Either that or let a wild horse, you know, advocacy group run or manage them. If you don't want to do the right thing by them, let somebody who cares about them manage them.
Right. If you took the Bureau of Land Management out and say, okay, these horse management areas aren't yours anymore. You know,
right.
And give them to somebody like Wild Horse Education, you know, to oversee. Just say, okay, these aren't Bureau of Land Management land anymore. Keep you and your livestock off of them.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the dream.
Right.
That would be, the dream answer. And probably the easiest. Because
right.
then we
but
don't
the
have
main
to...
thing of these rallies is public awareness, especially people in the Midwest and the East. Some of them just since 1971. This is the way I was till a year ago. Oh, they're all protected, you know, from Wild Horse Annie. They're all protected, and I never thought anything more. But when I moved out west and I found out, I was like, what? I thought they were protected. And they're like, no. They just let cattle and sheep overrun their land, and then they say the wild horses are going to starve if they don't round them up. First
they're
of all,
protected.
Wild animals are self-regulating. If there's not enough food to eat, they can't physically get pregnant. If they're starving, any wild animal, it can't reproduce. So there's no science anywhere in anything the Bureau of Land Management says.
You know who...
Yep.
They're federally protected. If you or I went out there and shot a horse, we would get arrested, right?
Right.
But
right.
They're not protected from, you know, the government doesn't, you know, the rules don't apply to them. So
right.
That's how
hey,
they
ladies,
get away
I got
with
a caller. I got a caller calling in from area code 719. You're live and on air. You ladies ready for questions or comments? Go right ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jackie, Terry, and Debbie, how you ladies doing this evening?
Good.
Hey there, Mama Cat. How are you? That's a big supporter of the show, former guest, and she multitasks. So this is wonderful, Mama Cat. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Mama Cat.
Hey, ladies. I just wanted to make a couple quick comments. They're never going to kick the cattle off the land because they get money for it.
Right.
There's too many high-stake lobbyists involved, and until we get that under control, we're never going to stop them. Now they've added the wild horse. Well, now they're calling them feral horses. And they've added them to the invasive species list, which takes all protection away from those horses. And I've watched those roundups, and it's sickening. They murder those horses, and the ones that they don't murder, they round them up in these little pens, and they poke them, and they whip them, and they do all kinds of horrible things that the Joe Blow America does not see. And we need to take a stand. And I'm begging people to go to their capital on April 23rd, every state, every capital, and bring your signs. And we got to stand up for this because it's not going to stop. The cattle ranchers, the government, they've got the protections in place. They are not enforcing them. And somebody just said if you go out and shoot a horse, you're going to get in trouble. No, you're not. They're not protected anymore. They're called invasive species, and as soon as they added them to the invasive species list, all protections flew out the window. We have to be loud, proud, and we have to show up.
I'll have to research that. I didn't know they'd been made into an invasive species because science has just proven that they are a native keystone species.
Right.
Go to the Western Governors Association. That is who is making this big push to eradicate the wild horses. They want them off the land so the ranchers can pay money to lease our land so they can go out
ranchers,
and remove the horses.
They're already
the ranchers
doing
pay a pittance. The ranchers don't even pay $1 million a year, and it's costing the taxpayer $200 million to round up and warehouse wild horses.
That's right.
That is sick.
That's right. But they're getting the money from both
my
sides.
Goodness.
They're getting the money from both sides.
And ladies, we're down a couple minutes here. This hour goes so fast. But everyone, please, I want to thank you, Terry Westhoff, for coming on this evening. Look forward to having you come on again, and also you, Jackie, and wishing you the best of the best on this nationwide Wild Horse Freedom Rally on April the 23rd, Saturday, everyone. So please go to your state capitol and with signs, you know, peaceful, and stand up for these horses because they do need us, okay? So spread the word, spread it on social media, and I'll be sharing it all over social media, ladies, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and we'll keep resharing, okay? So whatever I could do to help out, because it takes teamwork to see any victories, you know. Working together is better than being, you know, staying apart. And, you know, be that great team player, that strong voice, and do something because they need us more than ever. It's been going on for so long, and that is sickening. It's so unfair, injustice. You know, it's sad when, you know, money buyouts, you know, justice that needs to be served, and it turns to injustice everywhere. And it's not right for the horses that are the ones that pay the price. So please, everyone, keep spreading the word. And Mama Cat, as always, thank you, meow, for all your support. She loves cross. She likes multitasking. And Mama Cat is also King Kong, going to stand strong and bring down the animal abusers left and right in every town, okay? So, everyone, thank you all for tuning in this evening, and hope you listen to next week, another show on the Wild Horses with Scott Zemecksfield. Going to welcome him back on another. This is great, a week for the Wild Horses. But 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific, listening worldwide, everyone, and unlimited listeners. All shows are archived. Listen and share 24/7. Thank you all for tuning in, and have a wonderful and blessed Easter this Sunday, okay? And be safe. May God bless you all. Bye-bye. A big shout-out to my mother, Moose. Hi, Moose.
Bye.
I love you.
Hi, Moose.
Yeah. The beautiful woman
bye,
is right now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.